Police officers in South Auckland are carrying guns as a precaution after a series of firearm incidents on Friday and Saturday. Three shootings took place in Otara in the space of 24 hours, all reportedly involving shots fired at houses. Nobody was injured in the incidents, which are thought to be gang-related, although police are yet to confirm details there. We're joined now by Manukau Ward, representative on the Auckland Council, Alf Filipina. Good morning, Alf. Kia ora.
Morena.
Well, we've talked about this before, Alf. This is a problem that is just simply not going away, is it?
No, it's not. And, I mean, we go back to May last year where we ended up talking about the firearm incident at Otara again. So that my plea is for our government to come on board. I know that the regional manager for Ministry of Social Development, Mark Goldsmith, he has been a gem in regards to assisting as much as he can. We, as of yesterday, and I've spoken to Mark, we are looking at trying to find what we can do in the interim, but it's concerning, very concerning for our community. And look, government, come on board, please, around social workers.
So what are we dealing with in this instance? Literally shots fired at houses. I think I saw on some televised reports last night that these were houses with kids. So are you welcoming the police arming and, I guess, increasing their presence?
One, I welcome the increasing their presence. The firearms, in regards to these incidents, are warranted. That's from my end, and some of the community I've spoken to, it's warranted as a result of the three incidents you mentioned. So that's warranted. Because how do we move from say, in the next couple of weeks or a month, when there are no police there, what happens then in regards to any of the further incidents that occur? What do we do then? That's the issue that a lot of the community leaders are grappling with. What do we do to put things in place,
If these are gang-related, are these the type of gangs where you could have some sort of rational discussions, some sort of a peace offering, an attempt to try and calm things down, do you think?
Well, look, if it's gang-related, there's always an opportunity for kōrero, for talanoa. There's always an opportunity. It's whether, if they are gang-related, whether the gangs are willing to sit down with the police, with their liaison officers, whether they're willing to sit down and talk about what's actually happening, because ultimately at the end of the day, it's around the safety of the community, and especially those kids you've mentioned.
And so would you like to see a stronger response from central government? What can they do other than, I guess, throw some more resources your way?
Well, the resources, I know going back to 2007 when I was the Pacific Liaison Officer within the police, I know that the resources they threw into Mangere, Otara, Manurewa, I know it was working in 2007. Everybody was involved with this. Our core community groups like 274, like Cross Powers. I saw the work they were doing, the impact they were making on our young ones in regards to getting a better pathway. But they just didn't concentrate on the young ones. They concentrated as well with the parents, but they were from the area. These social workers lived in the area they were working. So I know it works. But then the funding was withdrawn when there was a change in government. I'm advocating, I'm pushing, I'm getting our community together to say, look, let's have a look at it again. And if the results were positive, and I know they were with our community leaders, if they were positive, let's have a look at doing that again. That's in the long term. The short term is, how the heck do we end up sitting down with, if they are gang-related, just sitting down with the people? We need to talk, because at the moment, it's our kids especially, but just our community.
Indeed. Alf, listen, really appreciate your time this morning. Alf Filipina from the Manukau Ward there on Auckland Council.